The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I think just the group of guys, they keep playing. You know, we've been, for the most part, grinding out at-bats, right? The pitching has kept us close, which is important to be able to come back. And we've gotten some big swings.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Black's new song. Hey, as long as they keep winning, this is the new song.
I got to tell you, it feels good. It really does feel good.
They're 8-3, Mark.
I know.
They're 8-3.
And now, they lost the lead yesterday in the sixth inning. They gained it right back with Crony.
So
I just call him Crony.
I'm watching the game last night, trying to stay awake, but it's baseball, so it's,
right.
I'm starting to fade, right? And
so, well, it's like taking a Unisom,
right? Exactly.
You get to a certain stage of a baseball game, and that's the beauty of baseball.
Eyes getting heavy.
Yeah, you're like,
eyes getting heavy. But
I did the same thing. I fell asleep.
But Crone comes up. There's two on, and he's swinging the bat really well to start the season.
Yeah.
And you can tell the Phillies pitcher, I think it was Dominguez, and you could tell he had no interest in throwing the ball over the plate to Crone.
Right. And he's nibbling. He's trying to nibble.
Trying to paint. He's trying to, you know, get him to chase, and Crone won't chase. And then he leaves, I think it was a slider, just over the middle of the plate. Boom. 400 feet, left field bleachers, 3-run homer. Rocks win.
Dan, you remember Dan Duquette from the Baltimore Orioles?
And the Boston Red Sox, yes.
And Boston Red Sox as well. Okay, I get it. His philosophy back when Daniel was playing for the Orioles was, hey, we win. There's one formula for success here. I'd love the Rockies to adopt it. You know what it is? Pitching, defense, and the 3-run ball.
I love the 3-run homer. God, I love it.
That's how we win. Pitching, defense, and the 3-run bomb.
I love 3-run bomb. CJ Crone, what a pickup he has been.
Yeah, it's been great.
All right, next on the Morning Brew, leave the music up.
Well, this has been, you know, this has been brewing. And, you know, the official, you know, date was today. But this, you know, this was getting close over the last, I don't want to say how many days or weeks, but, you know what I'm saying.
Can't get enough of Bud right now.
I know.
Buddy. Kyle Freeland and the Rockies, a 5-year, $64.5 million deal. Got to admit, kind of surprised at this one with the way that Freeland has been pitching the last couple of years. Did pitch decently yesterday. Hey, these days in Major League Baseball, a 5-inning start where you give up 2 runs is like, hey, nice job. Way to go. Way to earn your paycheck.
But yeah, I was a bit surprised to see that as well because, you know, as I told you, at what point do we stop saying, hey, if he ever gets back to that 2018 form? But I think toward the end of last year, he started pitching pretty well. The first couple games of the season notwithstanding, he pitched pretty well late yesterday. You know, I just don't think he has. He's just one of those guys that's going to fight. I don't think he's got the bulldog mentality, but I don't think his stuff is great. It's not like he doesn't have that plus out pitch. So he's got to be on the edges, man. He's got to be in command of that slider. And then he's got to be able to spot his fastball. And the nights that he can't spot his fastball, he's going to get wrong. Because you know what's going to happen? His pitch count's going to get elevated. He's going to have walks. He'll have some strikeouts and stuff. But he'll get elevated pitch counts. And then eventually he'll get tired and get tagged. That's kind of how I see him. But it gives you a chance. Like last night, it gave you a chance.
Yeah, they are certainly counting on him getting back to that 2018 form when he went 17-7. But since then, the last 3 years, a combined record of 12-22. Add in this year, 12-24. But I know win-loss record isn't, you know, in this age of analytics in baseball,
right,
the wins and losses don't necessarily matter, but that is the record, and despite it, he's getting paid. Next on the Morning Brew.
We have a lot of potential. Obviously, added new key additions around in the secondary and on the defense, but it should be a very exciting year. Defense going to fly around, make big-time plays, so, you know, I'm very excited for the upcoming season.
There he is, PS2, Pat Surtain.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the Broncos have Russell Wilson on this Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, the wisdom of drafting Pat Surtain in this division, in this conference, with all the high-powered quarterbacks and offenses, the value of picking Pat Surtain where they did is going to become evident, and it's going to become a genius move. Tell me why I'm wrong.
No, not, right now we're doing the morning brew. We're not doing
Wrong. Oh, because you know I'm right. Okay. Anyway, no, I'll take the win.
No, I mean,
winning. All I do is win.
It will remain to be seen. Uh-huh. I mean, if he plays to his potential, yes, but this is year, this could be year two, Mike.
Okay.
Let's just see.
Slow my roll.
I got to tell me why I'm wrong. Cleveland is absolutely screwing us with the contracts they've given out to not only Deshaun Watson, but to Ward, the DB. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. Yeah. That's whole milk.
They're screwing us.
Cleveland, desperate. Next on the Morning Brew.
First, appreciate that, Big GP. And, I mean, I just got to make sure I hold up my end of the stick and make sure I'm the best me. I've been working my tail off this offseason to get my body right, get my technique down. Still got a long ways away, so I'm going to continue doing that.
All right, that's Draymond Jones reacting to what George Payton said, that Payton believes Draymond Jones can be the best player on the field at any given time. Best defensive player on the field for the Broncos at any given time. You buy that?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Without hesitation.
It's funny, when I was doing...
Kind of the forgotten guy, I think, right. Sometimes on this defense.
I don't know what game I was doing. Maybe it was the Broncos-Pittsburgh. Was that the last Broncos game I did? No, I did...
You did?
October.
Washington.
I did Washington, right? I did the Halloween game. And I came into, you know, our production meeting, our staff, and said, you know, on film, the one dude who consistently flashes more than anybody else on this defense is Draymond Jones. Hmm. Like, he's got more rewindable moments. And now it's just about consistently putting those rewindable moments on tape on a more consistent basis. But the potential for stardom with Draymond Jones is there. There is no question in my mind that he could be one of those guys from the inside that has double-digit sack type of totals.
Wow. But, yeah, he is kind of the forgotten guy. We focus so much on Gregory, Chubb, Jones, the other Jones that they mm-hmm. signed from San Francisco, Surtain, and what they're doing or not doing at the linebacker position. And then sometimes you forget about Draymond Jones. John Elway catches a lot of grief, deservedly so, but that was a real solid pick.
It's been a really good pick.
Really
yeah.
good pick. That endorsement from George Payton and endorsement from Mark Schlereth. There you go. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.